You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joined in the studio this morning by Joel Kessler, a founding member of the Immigrant Basin Pack and Social Club. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Mark. And I want to thank you for having us today to help promote our event coming up this Saturday.
That's the 17th annual scholarship dinner that's going to be taking place this Saturday. We'll get into that shortly. But first, let's establish, what is the Immigrant Basin Pack and Social Club? It sounds intriguing.
The Immigrant Basin Pack and Social Club is basically started out close to 30 years ago as a small bunch of guys that had at one time or other in their lives, professionally packed and guided out of the immigrant basin, usually via Aspen Meadows Pack Station, Kennedy Meadows Pack Station. And we decided it would be fun to just take some pack trips on our own without guiding, you know, customers or anything into the backcountry. And we took 1 to 2 pack trips a year for several years. And then as attrition and attrition starts, we added some new members. People wanted to bring a friend and that. So at one point, we got up to around 15 or 16 members. Through loss of various reasons, we're down to about 9 or 10 members now. A few have passed away, a few have moved away and that. And then at a certain point around 18 years ago, we decided as a group it would be fun to somehow be more involved in community affairs. And that's how the fundraiser dinner, scholarship dinner started, and how we started purchasing animals at the Motherlode Fair from 4-H and FFA members. And what we've done with the animals and that we've got, that's, we usually buy pigs, and that's what we have for dinner is barrel roasted pig. And with the proceeds that we go with that, we started a scholarship fund.
Well, a couple of things then. Is it difficult to recruit new members?
We've actually had many, many requests to join, and we've kept it very small for a couple of reasons. We don't, with a very small membership, it's very easy to get decisions made. Most of the things that we do are by popular vote, and it's harder to get into than it is to get new members for. And it's not that we don't want new members, it's just we've kept it to a very small group, and we can get some work done. It seems like the groups that we all didn't really want to participate in were top heavy with people, and nothing got done. We have more of a worker base, and we can get done what we'd like to get done. I don't know if I'm explaining that correctly. With 10 people, and each of them has an assignment to do, it gets done. When you have 50 people, it's harder to get the same amount of work done as 10 people do.
As a club, are you active year-round?
Not really. We get together, and we're also a group of friends. So we visit each other. We see each other. We have the fair in the summer that we get together and we purchase the animals. We help out as, you know, as many as 4-H and FFA kids as we can. We've also, in years past, there was a lot of times that animals didn't make weight, didn't make the sale. So we would go behind the scenes and purchase one or two of those animals to help those kids out. But we see each other quite a bit. We don't do a lot of year-round things. Our two main things are the fair, animal purchase, and the dinner in February.
The dinner this Saturday night, what specifically is for dinner?
This, we have barrel-roasted pork. We have a green pesto spaghetti that's a special recipe of Skeeter Alderson, another founding member. We have homemade beans that always get compliments. We get fresh rolls baked at a John Sierra's Market, and then an excellent green salad.
Any kind of raffle after the dinner?
We have several raffle items. The local community always is great about donating raffle items. So we have, I'm not sure the number, but I know we always have several great raffle items.
And is this a family dinner?
Totally, 100% family-oriented. It's designed for families. The ticket, usually when people come in to buy tickets for their kids, most of the kids usually just kind of walk in under the radar. We're not trying to, you know, the kids are welcome. And one of the funnest parts of it is watching little kids dance with each other out in front of everybody else.
What is the entertainment tap?
The entertainment this year is what we've had in the past is the Mountain Fever Band, featuring Keith Keenum and their predominantly classic country songs that everybody knows, everybody loves to dance to.
The Immigrant Base and Pack and Social Club is a nonprofit organization. So where does the money raised this Saturday night go to?
It will go to scholarships to local high school kids. On an average, we give somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000 a year. In the past, we've given out over 70 scholarships for a total of around $50,000.
What time does social hour start?
Social hour starts at 5. They're at the Elks Club in Sonora. Dinner is served from 6 to 8 or 8:30, depending on how long it takes everybody to get served. Music goes throughout from about 6. You know, the band takes a little break once in a while. We do some raffle items. And then usually they play till around 10:30 or 11 at night.
Joel, how do we get a hold of tickets?
Some tickets will be available at the door. The only time we ever cut the ticket sales off at the door is if we're getting to maximum capacity at the Elks. You can get tickets from either calling myself at 209-768-1126, or you can call Alderson Fencing at 209-532-8283, and they have tickets there available also.
Before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just hope everybody can come out. It is a total family event. We have a lot of fun there. Everybody looks forward to it every year. One compliment that we're very proud of is a lot of people tell us every year that they go to these fundraisers to help out, to help the community. They come to ours to eat, that it's not a rubber chicken dinner, that the food is always praised and excellent.
17th annual scholarship dinner. Mm-hmm. And we have been speaking with Joel Kassler, founding member of the Immigrant Base and Pack and Social Club. Joel, great to see you.
Great to see you. Thank you very much to Clark Broadcasting for helping every year get this event off the ground. Thank you very much.